Joy.
And I am Grecia. And we are
Basic Brown Nerds.
Hi, guys. So today we're going to be talking about the Latinx meetup we did in New York City last week. We went to see Latin History for Morons, and we got to meet a lot of you that we connected through Basic Brown Nerds and through Joy's Part-Time Exploradora. We're so thankful to anyone that came, and we also want to give a special shout out to everyone else that was involved.
So, super big shout out to Susie from Latinx Project. She really helped spearhead everything. Latinx Project is a studio focused on creating community within Latinx people.
Within the arts.
And David from Tequeria, who is a professional network for Latinos in tech. And we all collaborated and worked together to make this happen. So we're really excited that we were able to do that. And for some awesome Latino brands, Alice Travel, that really helped with our raffle. They are a network to empower Latinos to travel the world. Suela, which provided some really cool totes and swag. And they are a feminist shop. And Shop Destruya, which provided some really cool merch. So check out all of them. We'll be putting the links in the bio.
Yeah, and it was really cool getting to meet a lot of people. Like, so I've been talking with Susie through Instagram for months now. We first met up when I was doing my Dreamer stories on Instagram.
I think you connected us, too.
So. Yeah, so she first, she did a piece that went along with one of my poems, and that was kind of the first time we connected.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
oh,
and cool. So we've been talking for months. Like, it's so weird how you meet people on Instagram, and it's like you become best friends and tell each other, like, yeah, your lives, but, like, you haven't met in person yet.
Yeah, just like, but I know everything about you, and we were, like, in the DMs all day.
Exactly. So it was really awesome getting to meet her. I also got to meet Broke Immigrants, who I also had been in contact with, and so that was really cool.
That is so cool. I think it's really interesting how, like, Instagram is kind of just this platform. Like, for me, I very much use it as, like, a friend app. Like, I don't know. Like, does that make sense?
It's like a friend Tinder type thing.
Right. Because, I mean, some people do use a, like, regular dating Tinder, and, like, I'm not about that. but, like, I've met so, like, I think most of my core group of friends now are, like, people that we connected somehow on Instagram, which is crazy and kind of weird, but at the same time, like, it's not, because it's, like, we know we have already, like, really similar interests, and, like, even whenever there's, like, a debate on Instagram, like, somebody posted a meme that's, like, oh, this is problematic, you know, it really, like, sparks discussions for me, and then I'm, like, why, like, oh, you know?
And, like, this event was pretty much all driven through Instagram.
It was! Like, I think most of the people that came were either friends of people who were friends of that people that followed us on Instagram, or probably, yeah, like, following any of the people that were in charge, like me, Tequeria, you, like, you know, like, following all of our Instagram. So it was really cool, because some people are like, oh my god, I'm so excited to meet you, and I'm like, hey, like, know, it's and so weird.
So many people showed up, like, we were not prepared to
60.
Have that many people.
We had a total
people.
Of 60 between the brunch and the play.
Yes.
So, yeah, I was like, whoa, it's a lot of peoples.
Yeah, and it was, yeah, like, there were a lot of people that we got to put a face yeah. to their like, Instagram. Like, I, like, a few people, I was like, wait, who are you? And they had to give me, like, their IG name, and then I was like, oh, that's
yes,
you!
Yes, yes, I know, like, some people are like, oh my god, I'm so nice to meet you, and I was like, and then they're like, I'm this and that. And I was like, oh, hey.
Yeah. So that was really cool.
So it's really funny. I know. Like, we should have all, like, put name tags with our Instagram handles. I didn't think of that.
That's
next
a new idea for next time, guys. And, yeah, and then we went to see the play.
Yeah.
And that was, like, a really interesting experience. Me and Joy, we were sitting next to each other, and so we liked a lot of it. I think it was, like, a really cool experience.
Overall.
Yeah. I mean, to get to go through a theater and look around and see just, like, all of these, like, other Latinos there with
yeah.
you enjoying this. Was
in,
like,
New
I
York
think,
City on Broadway.
It was,
like, we were on Broadway.
I thought that was, like, really amazing.
Yeah, and, you know, you don't feel, I think that was cool. You didn't feel, like, out of place. It was kind of just like, oh, we belong here, you know?
Yeah, like, this is for us.
By us, for us, all the things. So that was great.
And so we, you know, we were really excited to go and, like, see the show, and we're, like, finally something that, you know, we can connect with, like, so directly. I mean, actually, I'm not that into Broadway. I haven't really seen anything. I always wanted to see stuff, but then, like, I never get around to it. Like, I always wanted to see In the Heights. I wanted to see Hamilton. I still haven't seen it.
No one's
anybody
seen it.
Wants to anyone to, like, help me get cheap tickets, like, yeah. Please send us a DM.
A friend of ours just bought tickets and was super excited, and then she told me it was $600, and I was like, girl, that is a whole trip. Like, I am not doing that.
That is
wait until it's, like, on, I don't know, on DVD.
I know. See,
streaming online.
When they make a movie, we'll be there, but until
this
then.
Be like, oh, I remember when Hamilton was on Broadway. That's my old person voice.
Yeah. But, I mean, it was really, that aspect of it, I think, was really cool. So, actually, the show is no longer running on Broadway. Its last show date was Sunday.
We saw the second to last show date.
We got to go that Saturday. The last show was that Sunday. So, you know, we're going to talk about it. And, obviously, like, if you still want to see it, but you can't, I mean, like, we can't really be giving spoilers here, I guess.
Yeah, sorry. But, yeah, it's funny because I actually was talking about it with some people and one girl didn't know about it. And she's like, I want to go see it. And I was like,
sorry.
Yeah, you can't.
Should have been following us on Instagram and signed up to go to our meetup.
Yeah,
but
I was like, I did offer you a ticket, but, like, you was all like, no. My friends will be in town and it's my birthday.
Uses excuses. No, but so the structure of the show was John Leguizamo talking about how he has two kids. He has a daughter and a son, and his son was being bullied at school for being Latino, and they were using all these racial slurs against him, and he was very surprised by how it hasn't changed, how he had to
especially
deal with that.
Especially going to, like, a bougie-ass school.
Yeah, which to me personally doesn't actually surprise me, but
right.
Like, I guess
that's
like
true.
He just feels like, I came from the ghetto, I did all the work, I finally got myself here, and then and even through all the work I've been putting in, now my kids still have to deal with this. Like, wasn't
right.
The point that they wouldn't have to deal with this, and here they are.
Yeah,
with Trump as a president.
I thought it was so funny because he pointed out, like, he's married to a Jewish woman, so, like, this kid, he was just like, this kid is, like, a product of, like, the most oppressed people.
Oh,
like, I was just like, pobrecito. And, like, he's like, he was saying, his son is, like, this very smart, nerdy type of kid.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, like, this poor kid.
I know. And he did I think it was really funny how he, like, impersonated his family.
Yeah. Because
he took on the personas of different people on the show, his kids, his wife, and also, like, his therapist being one of them. And so the other setup of the show was, like, him talking about how his son had this year-long project type thing called, like, My Heroes.
It was
and,
a year, right?
Yeah,
I
because,
thought that was weird because I was like, why are they doing this?
I don't know.
So
I mean,
long.
Right? I mean, it was basically he presented it at the end of the year. And so John Leguizamo was trying to do all of these research on, you know, Latin America and, like, who we are as a people to try to give his son some Latin American heroes to look up to, because people in school were talking about, like, oh, we come from a line of Civil War generals, and, like, we can trace
right.
our family honor all the way back there, and, like, blah,
so
blah, blah.
Pilgrims, blah, blah, blah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so he kind of wanted to give that to his son. And so in between, like, that being the structure, then he sort of talked about the research that he did, some of the books that he read, some of the problems that he had to deal with when he was growing up, and tying that to his son growing up. And then he also talked about, like, the ghetto reach of, like, you're out of the ghetto now, but you still have the ghetto in you, and, like, when shit kind of comes up, that, like, like, that attitude comes back up.
You
and
don't know me.
So that was,
but, like, haven't you ever heard that? Like, I have definitely heard people be like, you don't know me, like, what?
Right. And so it was, you know, overall, I think, you know, one man show.
Yeah.
It's a very hard, difficult thing to do.
And he was on Broadway. Like, I think that was the thing that, like, you know, just was like, whoa, like, we made it. There is a show that straight up says Latino
yes.
on Broadway.
Well, he said Latin. That was, like, one of the things that some of us were thinking. We're
that
like,
true.
We were like, Latin,
no X,
okay,
no
whatever.
Yeah.
Well, over. And so it was, like, really, what was your favorite part?
I think overall, like, my biggest takeaway was, you know, like, I try to advocate mental health a lot, just because it's something I personally dealt with. And I thought it was really good that he played it in to the scene, like, to the show, right? Like, he kind of was just like, yeah, I went to my therapist, and then everyone was, like, quiet, and he's like, yeah, I go to therapy. and I think it was, like, something that, for me, I was just like, yeah, cool. And he made it funny, mm-hmm. and, like, you know, kind of just at the same time, like, normalizing it, which I thought was really important, because, you know, he does talk about that ghetto rage and how he, like, you know, talking to his therapist, he realized he didn't have any Latino heroes. And it's really weird, because it's funny, because I think he also impersonated, like, a white therapist.
Yes.
Which I was just like, yo, that's my life. right? Because, you know, you can't, like, unfortunately, there's not that many, like, Latino therapists. And if there are, they're probably super booked, or they're, like, not, you know, they're very hard to find.
They're not in our area.
They're not in our area. I've been looking. But even then, I think it was interesting, because for me, like, I kind of had a similar experience with my first therapist, who was a white woman. And, yeah, I kind of was, like, trying going through my identity crisis. And it was really interesting, because at the same time, she kind of helped me. And, you know, she was like, why don't you look at these things? I'm like, oh. Or she would tell me of events going on. And I'm just like, huh. Okay, and I thought it was kind of interesting how he pointed out, like, who are your heroes, and John Leguizamo was, like, pointing out all the, like, the white heroes, and his therapist was like, do you see the trend here? which kind of got him in his own journey of, like, looking for those Latino heroes, and I kind of resonated with me a lot, because I was kind of looking for, like, my own, like, not hero, but, like, a Latino community, because I had been part of so many, like, white communities, and communities where I didn't really feel, like, as much as I had stuff in common, I feel like I didn't really resonate with people as much. Like, you know, I feel like I couldn't talk a certain way. Like, I had to put on an act. Like, not like an act, but, you know, you have to code switch. And it's really exhausting. So for me, it was, like, really cool that I was just, like, in this environment where I was just like, hey, like, these are my people. Like, you know, it's just, like, I am weird and nerdy and, you know, like, and everybody else, like, kind of just was on that same vibe, you know, not, like, this extra Latino, like, the stereotypical Latino that we imagine. And I was, like, it was really cool to be part of that, that I was just, like, oh, my God, like, I helped bring together these people. So, for me, it was really cool to have all of that and, like, looking around in the theater. And I was, like, this is awesome.
And the setup, of him doing so much research was super nerdy, and, like, even the stage was set up to look like a classroom, right? So he was,
pulled,
like,
out books too, and he gave us that list, which I thought was great.
He kept mentioning, like, different books, and I wish, like, we didn't really have time to write them down. We were too
busy. Oh, I will add this to our post. He actually has a PDF.
Oh, great.
With all
so,
the posts.
So yeah, we'll books, post that. Up. Which I thought was, like, that was kind of my favorite part, where he, because I didn't love the show. I feel like it left me wanting more. Like, I think I expected more from it.
Right.
And I feel like I like the part where, like, now he has given us resources so that we can do the research ourselves and then, like, maybe find what we want to find. Because I felt like he tried to do so much that in a way he ended up not giving too much information. And I think, like, my bone to pick with the show was sort of, like, maybe if you're a person that hasn't thought of exploring what it means to be Latin American, like, where you come from, like, I think it's, like, a great start to, like, hear him talk about those stuff.
I think that was his audience. Like, I don't think we were necessarily his target audience.
Yeah, but, like, as people that have been, like, doing research, or, like, we are, like, sort of more involved, and, like, we understand sort of, like, I guess what our generation wants, I don't think...
I think his demographic was also older.
Yeah, like, his generation. Yeah.
Kind of, like, he made it in a way that this is, like, what he had wanted.
Yes.
Right? So I even noticed that in our little group, some of the jokes, like, everybody else was laughing, and our little group was kind of just like, ah.
Yeah.
But
I think, so, like, he really, like, the Latin history that he focused on was older history. Like, he talked a lot about the ancient empires, like, the Incas, the Mayans, the Aztecs. Like, he focused a lot on that. And, like, my thing about it was, like, yeah, well, we know we all got killed off. Like, we know that the Europeans came with their germs and, like, we all died. So, I feel
But we don't. Like, we know that. Like, you and I... I think collectively, a lot of people might not.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I'm saying, like, if somebody that didn't know anything came, right. it's a good start. But, like, for me personally, I feel like I didn't really necessarily gain any new knowledge of who we are as a people.
Some tidbits I did was like, oh, I didn't know that. But, you know, I need to fact check them, too.
Well, he said that he, like, at the beginning of the show, he drew a timeline, and he said that he was going to be focusing on, like, what happened between, like, the Mayans and, like, now, which is the era of Pitbull, as he called it.
Right. And he didn't answer that.
And I did. I feel like he only focused at the very beginning of the timeline. He never really got to the middle or to the end.
Right. I was waiting for that, and I was like, we're running out of time. Like, what?
Yeah.
And he also did briefly mention, he was like, okay, in, like, I guess, he was like, as Latinos, like, we're, like, I don't remember.
He drew a pie chart.
Yeah. And he did mention, like, oh, we're part, like, African. We're part, like, indigenous. Or we're not. No, he said Native America. And I thought that was a really good point, because he was just like, Native American, because we were so intertwined, right? Like, as indigenous peoples and, you know, migrating. And that is true. You know, like, we've migrated from North America all the way to South America, that we're so entwined that, like, you can't even genetically see the difference.
Yes.
Which I thought was super cool. And I did do an ancestry test, and it just says Native American. They do, like, ethnic groups to see, like, what area it is, but they can't even still distinguish. Yes. I'm sure, like, maybe in the future there'll be some time to science, but like,
yeah.
I thought that was something that was very, like, important to remember, that, like, we were, like, all descendants of these people that migrated, right? But also the other thing, he did point out that there was African in us. And he didn't really cover any of that history.
That was the only time.
That
was the only time he really mentioned it. And then he never went back. Like, he just talked about being Native. And then he talked about, like, the Spaniards and, like, what they did.
He did talk about the Caribbean, Cuba, but he didn't mention them again.
No, he mentioned the Taínos and how they died off. But he didn't talk about who we became. Like, that was the thing that I think I wanted. I was like, okay, so, like, give us some other history in between, which is the part that we don't know. And it was, like, one of the things that I was thinking about, because I started watching Sor Juana Inés.
Oh, so good. Right? Did you ever read her biography?
No, I haven't. I mean, I've read some of her writing, but not the biography.
Yeah,
but
it's really good.
But what, like, shocked me about the show...
The show is very in tune with the biography.
Oh, okay. Well, what shocked me about the show wasn't in any, like, of the plot. It was the setting itself, of seeing all of those white Spaniards in Mexico, and how they were all just, like... I don't know, like, I knew that they were there, and I knew that we're here now, but I've never, like, seen it. I've never seen them just come in and treat people that should, like, you know things, but, like, when we don't see this on TV, when we see all this other stuff, like, I don't know, it just, like, got me so angry.
No, I get exactly what you're talking about, because I remember seeing that, and it's I think, one of them where they show, in Mexico, right, they're showing black people, indigenous people, and the Spaniards, right?
Yes.
And they're showing that. And yeah, to visualize that, because you know there was a caste system, right?
Yes.
And it's one thing to know and conceptualize it, like, in a book, but to see it.
Yeah.
And to see, like, Sor Juana was, like, you know, she was treated differently because her mother was, I think, indigenous.
Yes.
And seeing that, and it was just like, wow.
Well, not only was her mother indigenous, but she spoke Native languages.
Yeah, and they didn't want her to speak those languages.
No, people are like, ¿por qué estás hablando como los indios?
Right,
and stuff like
and
that.
Then I think there's one episode that talks about the rebellion, right? And they were like, oh, los africanos están rebelando, or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't watched the whole thing.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah,
sorry, spoiler! We're backtracking. But,
like a thousand-year-old spoiler.
Yeah, I know, sorry. No. But you're right. Like, to see it is a whole different thing.
And I think that...
You're listening to Basic Brown Nerds, and we'll be right back.
Hey, Basic Brown Nerds, this is Joy Valerie, and I have some really exciting news for you. We have launched our merch shop, so you can go to basicbrownnerds.com/shop and rep the Basic Brown Nerd movement. And this is one of the ways that we can keep making high quality content and bring you season 3. Yup, we are bringing season 3 in 2020. And know that when you go to our shop, you're not just supporting us. You are not just supporting the production of this. 100% of the profits goes back into Basic Brown Nerd so that we can bring you more episodes, but also because I want to make all of the ideas that I have a reality, events, and keep bringing you awesome content that every time you listen or see Basic Brown Nerds, you know that these are people just like you, that in this time where people are talking so much crap about us, that you know that our community is strong, powerful, resilient, that we make things out of nothing. And to be honest, that's how we started Basic Brown Nerds almost 3 years ago. We started in front of a computer and just trying to figure it out. So if you've been listening since then, thank you so much. And when you shop from Basic Brown Nerds, you're not just supporting this, you are supporting local business, local Guatemalan-owned business right here in New York. So thank you, and feel free to reach out to us on social media at Basic Brown Nerds, and also to me at Joy Valerie with two E's on Instagram and Twitter. I am low-key addicted to social media. That's literally my career. I work in media. So I'm really excited to get to know you all, but also feel free to send me any opportunities, any ways to collaborate, to keep making this bigger and keep Basic Brown Nerds going. So see you next decade in 2020.
That's kind of like what I wanted, was like that part that we don't know, that part that like we know happened, but it's still like the details are so vague to us that we still don't understand. And I think that's kind of like what I wanted from him.
Right.
And then he just kind of then mentioned, you know, he focused a lot on how like our Native American ancestors were like warriors and like how awesome they were, which I'm like, yeah, like that's pretty cool. But like, it was like all so like war oriented.
And even his son says that at the end, like, why are we glorifying, like he says that, like, why are we glorifying war and violence? And he's like, I don't want to look up to heroes who were killing.
Yeah.
No, his son. Woke as hell.
Maybe his son should do a show and then like
right be, and his daughter want. I think he said his daughter pointed out, and he was just like, and his daughter was like, these are all male representation and yeah. You're not talking about women.
Okay, well, so here are like the things that really bother me. Like, first we'll start with the soft things, like the posters. Like, all of his promotion posters have him as Frida Kahlo, as Pancho Villa, never talks about them.
Oh my god, you're right. I was just waiting for him. I was like, so when he gonna dress up like Frida? And then I was kind of just like, as it was going, I was like, uh-oh, is he gonna butcher Frida somehow? And then he never did.
He never mentioned that, right? He doesn't talk about any of our art. He very briefly talked about how our art is called folk art, and then like European art is called fine art, but he didn't talk about artists.
Oh my god, I didn't know that. When he was like, oh, it's because all of our gold was melted, and I was like, for coins. And I was like, wait, hold up, what?
Yeah, like all of our,
I didn't know that, actually.
All of our gold art was melted to make coins. Like, they took things.
How shitty is that?
That's like so ridiculous. It's kind of crazy. And then, but that's the other thing. The other things that really bother us, like me and Joy had a moment where we were looking at each other and we were like, are we the woke police
here? Oh my
god,
and let me tell you, I'm always talking about the woke police and I'm just like,
we have to learn somehow. Like, we can't
right,
be...
But okay, so this is why I was saying. I'm always saying how the woke police, and I'm just like, why are we all attacking each other? We need to, like, get out together. Like, yeah, you know, some things are problematic. But like, we need to call each other out. But I think in a respectful discussion type of way, right?
Yes.
And then I looked at Grecia, and then Grecia looked at me, and she was like, I think we're the woke police. And I was like, no!
And it's because he used the N-word.
He did.
He used the N-word a few times, and that one hit me hard. And then, because he's a white Latino.
Right. And that's the thing.
And, like, I know he came from the ghetto, and I know that, like, and that's what I'm saying about the generational gap in his show, is that I get that Latinos for a long time, like, use that word with each other.
Right.
But, like, we're at the point where we're not, we know that as a non-black Latino, you can't be using that word. Like, we know, like, those are the things that we want now. Like, we want more visibility of, like, Afro-Latinos and everything that's Latino-related. And he brushed over it. And then he also used the F word, like, against gay people.
Oh, okay. I was like, what chef word? Because I use the, like, F-U-C-K word all the time. I was like, you're offended by that? Oops. No. Oh, yeah. And I thought that was a little thing. A couple of his jokes were a little homophobic.
Yeah.
And or then, stereotypically.
No. And then he was like, come on. And then he was literally like, oh, yeah, but my brother is gay, so it's okay. And I was like, that's literally.
But I think he said that in that way that was kind of just like, this isn't okay to say, and you guys should call me out for the second, but, like, nobody really did.
Yeah, I don't know. Because
he did pull something like that for something else, and he was like, it's okay, and then somebody was like, what? And he was like, you get me, you're on my vibe. So I don't know, maybe he was, but maybe he wasn't. Regardless,
yeah,
I thought it was just like, he could have caught himself, right, and said it and be like, that's not okay.
Or
right?
He could talk.
Because then he's telling this audience, like, we shouldn't do this, you know?
Or he could have actually talked about the LGBT community within, like, you know.
And he did talk about, like, the person that was, that fought in the war that was a cross-dresser.
But she wasn't a cross-dresser. She dressed as a man to fight in the war.
Oh, that's true.
That's different than, like, actual
and
people.
He did mock that in a way.
Yes.
That was, like,
so, that was.
And also, she was for the Confederate Army. So
yeah, like, she fought for the Confederates. So that's not really, it's not really not a hero that we want to have.
And he did say that. He was like, okay.
But so that was kind of like, but I'm just like, he could have talked about, like, we all know that, well, not we don't all know, but I personally do know that not all Native American tribes look down upon gay people, right?
Yeah, they're what is it called, two-spirited, like that's a thing that's very much celebrated.
Yes, right? Or like in Mexico you have, I think it's, I always forget what it's, how it's pronounced, but I think it's the Muje, which are, it's spelled M-U-X-E.
Yeah.
And so they're, like, a whole community of sort of, like, men that, like, identify as women. But they're celebrated. Like, they're not seen as anything being wrong with them. And so, like, I feel like he didn't touch up on that Native American.
Like, the binary wasn't really introduced until Catholicism came.
Exactly.
And
he, like, how do you mock that when you could also, like, have talked about it in a positive way. So that was kind of like,
that's a colonial concept when you really think about it, right? Like, this idea of just, like, gender or just, like, two genders, right? Like, the binary gender. That really is something that is colonial and that was imposed on us because of religion and because of Catholicism and trying to, like, make us fit into little boxes.
Yeah, and so that was kind of, like, why I felt like it was, like, a good setup for something, but it didn't feel complete to me. It didn't feel like he really reached as far as he could have gone.
But that being said, I think it's really important to remember that there is all this pressure on people of color to do things right.
Yes. So,
like, A for effort.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think he managed to do something that, you know, who knows? Maybe had he gone farther, maybe, like, nobody would have backed his
show.
And, like, it wouldn't have made it to Broadway or something. I don't know.
Because he's getting it from all sides, right? Like, he's getting white people being like, why do you need a show about Latino history? Like, why can't it just be all history?
But,
and then you're getting us that are like, this was not woke enough, you know? But, like, at the same time, we still have to support our community, right?
Well, I'm hoping that, like, this...
Holding them accountable.
Yes.
But also supporting, you know?
So I'm just hoping, like, it will be the beginning of, you know, like, of something more. And
right.
I mean, I think also the reason why we are at a place where we can ask for something more is because we do have Lin-Manuel Miranda on Broadway already, who is doing something like Hamilton, who did something like In the Heights, you know? So, like, we have, like, this one person, and, like, this is another one. It's also, like, another man. Like, we need more.
Oh, so correct.
Women would need,
it's
like,
not the first time we're on Broadway. It's the first time I got to see something on Broadway.
Yeah, no,
the tickets are really affordable.
I know, right?
When we got the group kiss out. Woohoo! Thanks everyone for coming again.
Yes. And so I think that's why, like, we want more.
Right.
But, like, we do need more. It's not that we need more Latino representation. I think we need more of the representation that we're hungry for, right? Because we do have, like, Univision, and we do have Telemundo, and
we need to disrupt those spaces.
Yeah, like, don't even get me
type of spaces.
Don't even get me started on Televisa. Like, all of the soap operas that they make are so sexist, and, like, now that they're making,
like, Celia Cruz, did you watch that? I don't know which network that was on.
No, I think that one was Telemundo.
That one was one of the first ones that really just kind of one had like darker people on there, but even Celia Cruz was not represented well, right? Like she was like a lighter skinned Afro, like Latina, right?
In the show,
which like we all know is not true.
Yeah, I didn't watch it because
they do call out different structures that were in place, yeah. You know, there.
I think it's like on Netflix or something, Nessa. Maybe I'll watch it. Yeah. I can watch them when they're on because, like, you know, when you get into something and then you miss an episode and then you're so mad and you're like, oh my God. But then you're like, I'm a person. Like, I have to have a life. I can't.
No, they're online now. Okay. Maybe they don't have stuff online.
But, like, so, right. Yeah, so I think it's just, like, we have to try to get, like, I pretty much just ignore them, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I ignore that they're there. I try to find things.
I don't have a television. All of the, yeah, I think that's the thing I forget because I forget, like, we're not really represented out in the mainstream media because all of the media that I consume is the stuff that I search for because.
Or we mostly watch things in English. We're not really watching stuff in Spanish. Yeah.
So the English market is more diverse, I think, than the Latino market, right? Like the Latino market only really shows Latinos that are European looking.
Yeah, sometimes like I'm watching on, like I've done this, so, like I'm watching and I'm just like, why are all these people white?
Right.
And then I was watching one of the novelas, like I can't remember which one, and it was like, that's like the other thing, it's like we're making novelas about like los narcotraficantes in a way that I feel like glorifies them, which like really annoys me.
But then you get hooked, I can't stop watching.
No, I watched one episode at like Eliana's grandma's house, but... So I'm watching it, and like, first of all, they're all men, mm-hmm. and the only women in the show are prostitutes. And then, like, they never even get to talk unless they're like trying to be like, hey, Poppy, come over here. And I'm just like, what the fuck is this? So I feel like, you know, we are like, we don't want to watch those shows for like obvious reasons, but we are not making a push to make them feel better. That's like another thing.
And then also, I guess you kind of, oh, sorry.
No, I was going to say the radio stations are the other thing. Like sometimes I'll tune into the radio stations because I want to listen to some bachata or something on my way home. But I cannot listen to those people talk. Like they're so
homophobic.
Yeah, like I literally, I posted something on the Next Hemingway about like trans women because I tuned in one morning and the guy was like going off about how, trans women are an offense to real women and like blah 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 and I was like
or they're trying to trick you and it's like
yeah
what?
And it's just like no like trans women are not out there living their lives trying to like trick men to have
am I gonna snatch up no that's me honey
they're like literally just trying to live their life like to think that they're all like out there trying to deceive people it's just like you're just being paranoid and you're just like transphobic and
like honestly so I have to be checking myself constantly right like I think we talked a little bit about like my background and growing up and you know and I think it's because I hadn't been exposed but then like that's the thing you kind of learn to adapt right and I think it's important to be called out like
that's my thing is like people just think they're so woke that you can't be called out anymore and it's like we'll never reach like peak wokeness because like, we're always learning new things
like who the hell do you think you are that you know all the things
also like think about it like I'm 28 years old right so like I've been let's say I've been woke for a year
peak wokeness and I'm still laughing about that.
And that might be like generous I don't even know right but let's say a year right like really the Trump election is one of the things that like really woke me up in a way that I didn't expect
a lot of people up it was kind of just like you know throwing like agua fria into your face just like whoosh, and you're like
but so let's say I've been like thinking about this stuff for 1 year right it took 20 like there's 27 years of conditioning that
I'm
I have
learning.
To get rid of and that's not gonna happen overnight
right
so, yeah like we I think it's like when we think we're so self-righteous that like we're right that's the problem like
I think that's what bothers me about the woke police
yes
because then they're just like talking to somebody else right like that's to say if I were to go up to someone and like that's like super Christian right and I was like oh my god why are you so homophobic blah 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 forgetting that used to be me right like and I think that's the thing that like we have to be like a little bit more tactical like think of yourself as like wait, I was there once. Like, there is no way, unless you had amazing parents that raised you since you were a baby, teach you all the things. It's like, we were all there. Like, of course, I think there's some people that are more open because they haven't been exposed. And then there's some people that are like, no, I know about this and I don't care. Mm-hmm. Screw those people. You don't need to waste your time.
Exactly.
But I think there is that, like, you know, kind of, like, tactful way of being.
or like being more understanding. Like it's kind of like reading
to take that responsibility on.
It's more like reading the room, like know when you should use up your energy or like sort of.
Is this gonna be a waste of my energy? Because when you, that's the thing. Somebody was telling me about someone that I don't really like, and they were like, "Well, you should probably call them out on like that behavior." And I was thinking about that, and I was like, no, I'm not going to because I don't really care about their personal growth because I don't really like them.
But also,
and I think that's another thing. You know, you have to know where to use your energy rightfully. Like, if you care about someone, then like, yeah, let's have this discussion. You know, I'm gonna put that energy into it. If I don't care about you, then I'm like.
But also, who is this other person giving you homework to go wake somebody else up? Like, why can't they do it?
You're right.
Like, leave me alone. I got shit to do.
Yeah, I'm just like, I have better things to do with my time, right? Like, I want to have these discussions with my friends, like, people who are listening, you know, people who are tuning in. Hey, guys, thank you for listening to us.
Yes.
you know? But, yeah, I think that's kind of really, we just wanted to talk about all of these things. Oh, and we did have the opportunity to meet John Leguizamo. And so, sorry for talking trash about you right now. We're just counting you accountable. We love what you did.
Yeah, it was, you know, we got to meet him to take a photo, and, like, we'll be posting the photo, like, this week as we get ready to launch the episode, but, I mean, I think, like, definitely I appreciate what he did, and I just hope it sets us up for more to come, and, like, maybe it's, like, you know, it is going to wake a lot of other people into doing this research, finding things about themselves that they didn't really
know. And we want this, like, as a community, we're thirsty for it. Like, after the event, people are like, what's next? What other events are we coming? And I was just like, oh, shit. Like, oh, you guys want more? And it's like, but the thing is, like, collectively as a community, we're thirsty for this. Like, we want these spaces that were not made for us. And I think we're the ones that are creating it. We're just like, mira, no estaba ahí, so I'm going to do it. Like, and I think that's the attitude we have to take. And I think we were walking downstairs, and some people were like, I don't know if I want to take a picture with him now after that. Like, you know, the whole thing made me a little uncomfortable. And I was like, yeah, but I was just like, at the same time, you know, like, we're here, you know, we're on Broadway, and I'm like, that's great. So now it's like, if you didn't like something, then go make the change.
Exactly.
You take the next step. It's like, this was the first step in, so then you're like, I don't like that. And I'm like, now you get to take the next step.
Exactly.
Like, he took the first step in for you, you go next, right? And we keep going and going and going further.
Yeah, and that's what, like, even though, like, it wasn't my favorite thing ever, like, I really appreciate it. I think I'm really glad that I got to go see it, because if we hadn't had the chance to go see it, if this hadn't been a thing in the first place to see, then we wouldn't even be having this conversation at all.
And think of how many people who, like, they saw this and it was their first insight to, like, Latino history. And they're just like, I'm thirsty, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, kind of just, like, you know, they got a little taste. And now they're just like, I want more. Like,
and actually, we're, like, freaking out because someone shouted us out.
Oh, my God! Yes! Fangirling!
Yeah, so Latinos Who Launch love you guys so much. So Latinos Who Launch posted about us on their Twitter. And, like,
and we suck at Twitter, and I didn't check it till yesterday.
I know. And so we're, like, so excited. But, like, you know, talking about these spaces, like, I was listening to a lot of podcasts, and a lot of the podcasts, like, they even talked about this in one of their episodes, remember? A lot of the podcasts are, like, amazing, like, this American Life, and, like, Still Processing is one of my other favorite ones, but, like, a lot of the hosts were either white or Black Americans, right? And so, like, I was like, wait, but, like, why am I not listening to anything that's, you know, that's, like, that's Latinos,
the
host.
Much.
And that's how I found Latinos Who Launch. And through Latinos Who Launch, I found so many.
Yeah.
I told everyone, first of all, when I found Latinos Who Launch, because I was, like, so excited. Like, first of all, they're amazing. I love
them.
They're so
funny. I love listening to them.
But they do, like, they have, like, an amazing way of connecting with other podcasts, and, like, I found out about through so many other people, and, like, I think, you know, we wanted to have that presence in the podcast world, and, like, so many people started making podcasts because we need that in this world
and
too.
And they run the Podcasteria and Support Brown Podcast.
Podcasterio.
Podcast. Oh yeah, am I saying it wrong? I'm sorry, guys. Don't.
No, but so I, like, really appreciate having that, because I don't know if we would be here had we not really been listening to all these other
not
podcasts.
Not even seeing them and being like, we could do it too, you know?
Yes.
And they offer tons of support. I think that's the great thing, like, with the podcast community, the, like,
Brown Podcast.
Yeah, the Broad Podcast. Like, I'll ask a question and people are like, hey, these are resources, or people are posting resources and sharing, and I'm just like, oh my God, you know, it's really awesome that it's not seen as like, no, only one of us can be here, you know? And I think that's like the awesome thing about just the Latino community in general that's forming on these online spaces, yes. Right? That we are very supportive of each other.
And we definitely want to talk more about this, and we'll be getting back to you guys about, you know, how, if you have a project that you want to start, we want to encourage everyone to do it, because, you know, like, we can critique and everything we want, but if we're not doing, then really what's the point of it?
Right.
So we'll get back to you guys more on that. And thank you so much for listening.
Yeah. And that being said, I know a lot of you guys have complained about our audio. So sorry, but we don't got that audio money. So we've set up a Patreon, and we'll be putting the link. And if you want to go support us, look up Basic Brown Nerds. And so that we can keep making amazing content and keep having these conversations.
All right. Thank you guys so much. And you can also, you know, send us DMs on our Instagram or our Gmail.
Gmail. We'll probably get to you guys faster on Gmail. And we're going to be doing a listener episode. So shoot us questions on basicbrownnerds@gmail.com.
Thanks for listening to Basic Brown Nerds.